Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. For this week's episode, you'll be hearing from Cure's 2018 MPN Heroes. These heroes are patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals who all have made a difference in the world of myeloproliferative neoplasms. First, you'll hear from Angela Fleischman, a doctor from California who's excited about the new developments coming in MPNs, and she's even a part of them.
I think the main thing that I hope that people take away from tonight's event is simply a more broad understanding of MPN, understanding that MPN really affects many more people than we may imagine, and that there's a lot of excitement for new developments in terms of treatments for MPN patients, and just that MPN patients really do have a lot of a camaraderie because they share something in common and want to work together towards a common goal of having a day when MPN could be cured. I think that there's many developments in terms of new treatments for MPNs that are being investigated in clinical trials. In particular, I'm especially excited to see new treatments for people with very early stage disease. At the present time, many of our clinical trials focus on patients with myelofibrosis, but it would be really wonderful to start to treat the disease much earlier in order to change the natural history of the disease.
Next, you'll hear from Lori Jemison, who knows the difference that support groups can make for patients with MPNs.
This disease, myeloproliferative neoplasms, is such a small subset of blood cancer patients. And there are still so many needs that these patients have. I've been working with a small subset in support group type basis primarily. And even after years and years of doing this, there still is so little out there for them. And there are some websites and stuff that have gotten a little bit better, but they're just really needs to be more effort and energy put into education and materials to help support patients and their families and caregivers, because so many of them say that they went into this feeling totally alone, and until I reached out to them and let them know there even was a support group, they really felt alone and like no one understood what was going on with them. So at least they felt a small sense of community coming to the support group.
Now you'll hear from Marcy Worthington, who knows firsthand how scary a diagnosis of MPN can be.
Well, there are a number of Facebook groups having to do with myeloproliferative neoplasms. And when they first started appearing, I just started getting on them and realized that in many cases, people have the disease or they think they have the disease, but they really don't know anything about it and they're scared. So we try to provide, or at least I try to provide, some emotional support and once again ask them questions. Many people have never even seen a copy of their CBC and don't know what their blood levels are or what tests have been done. So once again, I try to send out certain information, mainly journal articles and studies and other educational materials.
Now, hear from Richard French. Richard has a background in television and knew that a PSA could be a good idea to help spread the words about this rare disease. However, he had to figure out a way to make it happen.
You know, I could turn on the TV and I knew that only I could prevent forest fires. I know that I should never let my friend drive drunk. All of the PSAs that come to mind, we see them all the time. Where do they come from? Most of them you see come from the Ad Council. So I've got a vast background in television. And I thought, okay, there are 210 television markets. ranging in size from New York, the largest, to Glendive, Montana, market number 210. And in each of those markets, there's an ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox affiliate. And you add all those up, that's 840 network affiliates. So I thought, if we can get a commercial, a PSA, public service announcement, if we could get one produced and get it to all of those stations, look at the impact we could make. And that was the next problem. You know, how do you get one of these things made? Because they cost tens of thousands of dollars. That's the business you're in. You know television can be very expensive. It's a ubiquitous medium, and they charge you for it. So I went about the process of trying to create this PSA. First thing we did is we put a fundraiser together on social media, asking people to contribute to make this PSA. You know, there's a big difference in asking someone to contribute money to fight a disease, but when you're asking for money to make a commercial, so we ended up, we raised maybe $1,000. So I kept making contact with everybody I knew in the business. And finally, a very good friend of mine, he's way up in his 80s and he's still active today in the business, and he said, pick up the phone and call, and he gave me this name. And I said, okay, and I made that call, and the gentleman on the other end said, really? He said, whatever the fellow, I won't use names, whatever he said I would do, I will do anything for this man. So what do you want? And I explained it to him, and he agreed to make the PSA pro bono. Now, in addition to that, I had the good fortune of talking to someone I had known over the years who is a voice actor. And he agreed to do the voice pro bono. Well, ta-da! We've just now hit a home run.
Next, you'll hear from Jaden Prasad, a little kid with a big heart. Jaden's mom was diagnosed with a myeloproliferative neoplasm, and he knew he had to find a way to help.
After a while, she became depressed, and I didn't really like it. So I thought of ways on how to help her. So while she would be sleeping or taking a nap, I would clean up around the house, do as much as I can to help her, so she didn't have to do as much as she should. As I went to the MPN support meetings, I learned, you know, this is really rare and not a lot of people know about this. So I thought to make flyers, do a lemonade for leukemia, so people could get a understanding of what MPN is and, you know, how we can find a cure for it. So I did lemonade for leukemia. We sold a variety of food and drinks. And I raised a few $100 on that.
Celia Miltz is a patient advocate from Florida who founded the Friends of ET Research after her daughter was diagnosed in 1997.
I began to realize that I needed to do more for our daughter, Stephanie. She was a bit sad and depressed that no one cared about her bone marrow cancer. It was, and still is, considered an orphan disease, meaning the scientific community does not pay a lot of attention to it. And she kept asking me, Mom, why doesn't anyone care about my cancer? And I realized then that to give her hope and encouragement, I would need to do something more. I would have to raise money myself. I basically said, I'll raise money and we'll pay someone to research this for you.
Next up, Jean Deich, a patient advocate from Pennsylvania who founded the MPN Family Support Group.
I take the time to help patients out because it was so lonely and I did not know where to go when I was initially diagnosed. I had no support. And hate to see a patient just in turmoil, not knowing where to go. I mentor patients through Cleveland Clinic's Fourth Angel program. I speak to patients all over the country when there's an individual that needs to talk or their families need to talk. On top of that, Enterman's Angels, I help their patients out as well. And so oftentimes they'll be wanting to go on drug and they want to know what it's like to take, in my situation, I was on Jakafee. And so patients want to know what it's like to take Jakafee or what do you feel like if you take Hydrea. And so we'll talk about what my experience has been and things that they can look forward to. Like when I started Jakafee, I had that lightheadedness. People get scared. And so when I'm able to share with them what it's like to be on drug, it sort of takes that frightfulness away. On top of that, I have a couple people that have not been able to get assistance with their individual doctor's offices if they're on Jakafee. Where do they go to get support? No one can afford that cost of the drug. And I will help them, advise them to different opportunities that they can go to get financial support. There's a couple people that I have helped for travel allowances to go to a research doctor. I will help them fill out the papers, and there's a lot of people that are not getting guidance that need to have the guidance, and since I've been through this already, I can share with them what my experience has been and try to reduce that burden.
Finally, hear from Rebecca Shapiro and Molly Guy. Their father, Robert Rosen, founded the MPN Research Foundation before passing away from myelofibrosis in January 2018. He was honored as one of our 2018 MPN heroes.
Well, our father founded the MPN Research Foundation in 1999. He had been in the real estate business in Chicago, working his way up until he was president of a company, which they then sold to a New York firm. And he, at the same time that he was diagnosed, was looking for sort of a second career. He'd always wanted to do something with purpose and with meaning, and he was very interested in working in the nonprofit world. So this, in fact, his diagnosis came at just, was rather timely because it gave him an opportunity to start the foundation.
So when my dad was diagnosed with polycythemia vera, there was really a scarcity of information about the disease, and he was really isolated. Not very many doctors could tell him what was going on with his body, and certainly he couldn't connect with a network of like-minded people who are also experiencing similar symptoms. So what he's done in creating the MPN Research Foundation website is not only created this database of information where patients can go and learn about their symptoms and learn about the latest research and learn about doctors and researchers in their area that are doing work pertinent to the MPN that they've been diagnosed with, but they can also connect with other people. And it's a tremendous networking opportunity and sort of this building upon advocacy for one another.
Thanks for listening for this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll hear from the 2018 CLL Heroes. These are people who made a difference in the lives of patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine.